Once there was a king who was a wonderful king, and he'd been king for a long time, but he was getting sort of worn out and gray, and he thought it would be a good idea if he would figure out who was going to be the next king after him, so that when he was ready to lay down his crown, it would be possible for him to do so. Now, this king had three sons, Prince Proud, Prince Charming, and Prince Great Heart. And they were all wonderful boys. It made it very difficult for the king to decide who should be the next ruler after him. So one morning, when the dew was sparkling like diamonds on the roses in the royal garden, and the sun was turning the towers of the castle golden with new sunlight, the king called his three sons together, and he said to Prince Proud, Prince Charming, and Prince Greatheart, "It's time for me to decide who should be the king after me. And in order to make this decision, I have an assignment for you. Today, I want you to go out into the kingdom and find the thing of most worth. Now, what this might be is up to you to discover, but I want you to go out into the kingdom and find it and bring it back to me by the end of the day." Well, Prince Proud, who was very tall and had sparkling blue eyes and could always be found standing right attentively at his father's side on council days, went immediately out into the city because he was convinced that the thing of most worth, and in fact everything important in the world, would certainly be found in the royal city. Prince Charming, who on council days made it a point to walk around and talk to every single person in the room and who favored red velvet clothing, called for his horse. It was his idea to go and visit all the neighboring palaces, all his friends, princes and princesses in the neighboring kingdoms, so that he could ask them and get help from them what might be the thing of most worth. Now, Prince Greatheart could hardly ever be found in the chambers on council days. He was usually someplace else in the palace visiting with the pages, or maybe he was out in the woods following the gray foxes and the squirrels around to study where they lived and what they did, or maybe he was even farther afield trading clothes with the plowboy. And he set off and walked away from the palace. He walked away from the city and headed out into the countryside, and no one really knew where he was going or what he was thinking. So the king waited all day long, and finally at the end of the day at sunset, his three sons came back, and he said to them, "Show me what you have brought." Prince Proud got a golden box out of his bag and put it on the table and opened it up, and it was full of jewels. And he said, "This is the treasure of the oldest miser in the kingdom, who instructed me to bring it to you." Prince Charming unfolded some gauzy lace. It was soft as a cloud and more beautiful in pattern than a snowflake. And he said, "This lace was made by a princess, and she intends to decorate her clothes with it when she is introduced to you, the king." And then the king turned to Prince Greatheart and said, "And what did you bring?" And Prince Greatheart shook his head sadly and said nothing. He opened his hands to show that he wasn't carrying anything. He said, "The first thing I did was I went out to say hello to the plowboy, and I ended up helping him all day in the fields. His father is really sick, and the grain has to be planted now." The king saw Greatheart's eyes filling with tears. The little prince didn't like to disappoint his father. And the king reached for his hand and looked at it more carefully. And there on his palms, he saw some rough red places, and he saw some tender white patches, and he realized that these were the calluses and the blisters that Prince Greatheart had gotten on his hands from holding fast to the plow all day long. And he said, "Prince Greatheart has brought me the thing of most worth. He brings to the whole kingdom the marks of unselfish work." And from that day on, Prince Greatheart wore the crown. And at first it was way too big for him. It would slip down over his forehead. But nobody minded this because they knew that he would soon grow into it. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Benjamin's coming on down. Great. Dear God, as we learn what is most precious and valuable in your sight, keep our hearts pure and our words and actions true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.